If you look at how entrepreneurship is glamorized on social media, you'd think that it's easy and exciting and fun for 98% of the time. Truth is, it's the reverse. Entrepreneurship is super difficult and lonely. Most successful entrepreneurs spend their days fighting fires and trying to stay ahead of the next problem. I'm Bobby Mason. I've had two successful exits as CEO and a few epic bombs. I'm now the CEO and founder of GoMahi.com, a new high-growth crowdsolving platform that will use college students to change the world of innovation. This is my daily story about the successes and failures I encounter while I try to grow a business from $0 to millions in a matter of years. Welcome to my life. Morning, even though it's light out, but you can see, here we go. Empty office, and me. It is time to get this day going. We're excited because we're doing something we love. Oh, it gets me so pumped. And if you're not happy about what you're doing, please, man, I have a lot of energy this morning, but please do something you love because it feels so good every day to wake up and enjoy life. Life is way too short not to be having a good time and waking up early and doing this before everyone gets out of bed. Okay, so I preach it every day. I think it's really important to go to the gym, no matter how busy you are. It's kind of awkward doing a video at the gym because people stare at you like you're ridiculous. It was a lot easier to do at Snap Fitness, not as easy to do at Lifetime. But yeah, no matter what, no matter how big you are, I already cranked out a blog this morning, cranked out a podcast, cranked out some 30 custom emails. But it just proves that no matter how busy you are, how late you stay up, you gotta take a moment, take care of yourself, or else it's just not sustainable. And to be honest, it's good to have some fun every once in a while. Spent some time playing some basketball a second ago, that's why I'm so sweaty. But I think it's good to actually have a hobby that you can do that helps your physical health and keeps you mentally fresh, I guess. It helps me unwind dead center of the day. It's 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock right now, 4 o'clock. So that's kind of the perfect midway point to the workday. So yeah, just keep taking care of yourself no matter what. It's just so darn important. We've interviewed a lot of people at this point on our Master to Start podcast, and these are all business experts, NBA players, all these people, right? They're big deals, and I'm not a big deal. Let's make that very clear. I don't know how I've had the opportunity to talk to these people, but we ask them these questions about what do business professionals need to do better at? What are they not developing, whether it's a business professional or a college student, whatever it may be. And so many of them have said over and over, people don't develop or have critical thinking skills. Yet critical thinking is so hard to define that we decided, you know what, we're gonna throw a blog on GoMahi.com. And the only reason why I'm sharing this with you is because I wanna share the couple of practices that I actually apply to my life. And I think a lot of other critical thinkers that are much better than me apply to their lives. I think it really comes down to a few things when you're doing critical thinking. I think you need to question basic assumptions. So when someone says something to you, don't just take it as the word of God. Question it and make your own assumptions based on that statement. Think it through. If someone says, hey, Clifford the Big Red Dog is real, don't just agree because you didn't think it through. Because if you do that, you're just a freaking idiot. Like, I'm not trying to be mean, but it's just blunt. You look dumb. The second thing is I think you really need to question your biases, and I have it pulled up over here because I want to make sure it's accurate, but you need to question your biases, and you need to look into those biases because, you know, people are going to tell you things based off their own bias. You're going to see the news, and it's going to be a different bias. You're going to look at books, and it's going to be a different bias. You personally have your own selfish bias, so you need to make decisions based off of those biases, and you need to be aware of what those are. The other thing to really help critical thinking is I think you need to do a lot of external learning. So what I mean by that is you need to constantly be learning from outside sources. You need to question everything. You want to be, what can I think of? I think in a way you just always want to be curious. You always want to learn. It should be eternal learning. And the last thing, when it comes to critical thinking, you want to be you. You need to be different. So you need to look through every situation and make an assumption, or you need to make a decision, or you need to create an actual task based off of you. There's no one else out there that's like you. You're the only one. That will make you different. That will make you think critically, because no one made your mind. There's a lot of Gary Vee's. There's a lot of people that mimic him. There's already one of me. No one's trying to mimic this. But the only way that I'm gonna do anything different is if I stay true to me. Because there is a you, there is everybody else that walks by, but there is no me. So to critically think, I think the most important thing is if you need to be you, and you need to focus on being you, and you need to focus on making decisions that are true to you. Because your own assumptions, your own actions, your own decisions are gonna be unique, and that will make you a critical thinker. Someone asked me to record one of the paragraphs from our blog, so I just figured why not do it here live. So here we go. Eternal learning, here's my opinion. In my personal opinion, which really doesn't mean much, the greatest chink in an individual's critical thinking armor is curiosity. You, me, and the guy sitting next to you all seem to have moments where we sit back and take everything presented to us as face value. When you think about it, taking something for face value can be a disaster because it allows us to become complacent and cap our natural curiosity. Just think about any moment when you were faced with an assault of why questions from a child. This is proof of our natural curiosity. Yet, for some reason as we get older, it becomes easier to get in the habit of keeping that curiosity and impulse to ask questions at bay. But that's no winning approach to being a critical thinker. Week number 3. I believe everyone should spend this week learning something new. Sounds superficial, fluffy, and slightly pathetic, but curiosity stems from the want and need to be a lifelong learner. I'm not encouraging you to master the guitar or memorize pi. I just want everybody to learn something they didn't already know before. What have you always been curious about? Is there a question that you've always wanted to have answered? Whatever the circumstance may be, spend this week getting after it. Don't stop until you find the answer you seek, no matter how simple or difficult the question might seem. This is about your ability to achieve 2 things: satisfying an intellectual want, and second, developing the habit of deep curiosity. I want to make something really clear for all of you wannabe entrepreneurs out there. It's not always super glamorous. Friday night, 10 o'clock, and you know, I'm also a real estate investor on the side. Feel blessed, have a great group of guys to do it with. But I found out that we have a big event here tomorrow, so instead of spending a bunch of money on having people clean it, look at who's about to clean the building. See, I got a vacuum, a little broom, got a floor cleaner, so I can have all this brick cleaned up, but that's a sacrifice you have to make. Some of us would like to be with our friends Friday night, our wives, our family, but sometimes you gotta grind it out. After you work all day, sometimes you need to set everything aside and you gotta do some of that dirty work. And right now, that dirty work is cleaning the windows, cleaning all these chair rails, and cleaning this beautiful floor. So it's gonna be a fun Friday night. We've been up working since 5:30. There's the partner in crime. It's 12:30 now and we're changing a tire to her car. This is the life of a couple that's trying to do anything they can to make it and not pay people to do stuff. So changing out a tire and bringing it to the shop. We're gonna get it fixed. Think of it as a fun Friday date night, right, Ashley? After working for a long time, Friday date night. Yeah, so that's great.